For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Nancy Rash, a member of the Washington Rotary Club and chair of the organizing committee for the Rotary's upcoming Turkey Dinner. Nancy, thank you for stopping by to talk about this upcoming Rotary Dinner, which has been going on for quite some time. What year are you guys in now?
This is our 25th annual Rotary Turkey Dinner here in Washington.
There must be a reason that it's so long running. What are people attending the Turkey Dinner for?
Well, I think they want to support our projects that we do for Rotary. We have a great menu as well. We have grilled turkey, we have coleslaw, we have baked beans, we have bread, and we have homemade pies. And I keep telling everyone that the draw is the homemade pies. One of our pie bakers, we have two ladies that make tremendous pies for us, and Ione turned 93 this year, and she is still baking pies for our dinner, so I think that is significant. She loves baking pies. She makes mini pies for other people. It's something that she loves to do, and she likes to contribute to our Rotary project as well. And so people are coming to support Rotary and all the projects we do and for the great food.
Are you a fan of those pies?
Oh, certainly I am. They are great. The big decision is which pie am I going to taste that night.
And what about the turkey dinner?
The turkey dinner is great. The meal is prepared by our Rotary members. They all have assignments, and they're making the coleslaw. They're mixing the beans. It's not just plain baked beans. We call it Rotary baked beans because it's a special recipe. And so it is a good dinner.
And you guys are a service organization, so these sort of things help you do great things on the local level and international level with the Rotary organization. Starting off there, what sort of things do you help out at that international level?
At the international level, probably the one thing that people will recognize most is polio eradication. And there are three countries, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, that still have some pockets of polio. And we're working very hard to end that in all three of those countries. And it does take money and takes just perseverance from the healthcare workers that are working on those projects. So that is one of the ways that our local club can contribute to international projects is through that polio. And we have lots of other water-related projects as well that help bring clean drinking water to communities.
And, you know, people may say, well, while polio is still a thing, it may be surprising to people here in the States, but the fact that it is only in those concentrated areas is a testament to the work that you guys do at the local level helping fund these international projects.
And I think it's year after year they have to keep working at that. They can't just say it's almost done and we're going to quit giving money. They have to keep at it until it is completely gone. And then it's probably a certain number of years until when there are no new cases.
Taking a look locally, you guys do a lot of great things around here. What are you working on currently?
One of the reasons that we do an annual turkey dinner is to raise funds, and probably one of our major projects that people may be familiar with is the scholarships that we give to Washington High School graduates. We usually give two scholarships, and those are announced at award night. So if you're a parent, you've probably heard that Rotary award being given. And so we need to raise money to continue those scholarships because they're ongoing. They're a two-year commitment from our club. We also are doing Operation Warm this year, again this year, where we're going to be giving coats to children in the Washington School District that need them. And that's a district-wide project. And the money that our club contributes will come back to our community in proportion to the amount of money that we have given. A significant pledge is our $10,000 pledge to the high school auditorium. And so it's important that we pre-sell lots of turkey dinner tickets so that we can fulfill our pledge to that high school auditorium.
Certainly, and that's a pretty big deal here in Washington, that auditorium project, and you guys saw a benefit to the community having that new center.
Yes, we see that being very needed in the community. We also contribute books to the library. We have a literacy program, and so we give books to the library. We've given park benches to Central Park. There's lots of other projects within the community that we have thought were important and we've been able to contribute to.
Well, the investment locally is clear, whether it be people who patronize the parks here or our students. Mm-hmm. I mean, college is a huge expense for these kids, you know, leaving high school and entering that next stage in their life. So anything can help, I would suppose.
Exactly. And the students write very nice thank you notes to our Rotary Club, thanking them for that scholarship and telling them how much that will make a difference in terms of their tuition costs.
That was the first half of my conversation with Washington Rotarian Nancy Rash for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.